T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was very interested. Jamal Adams is on Weekly with Maggie and Bart.
Right.
And so I was curious, because the whole let me send a message on social media thing is very, very lame, but it is a story.
Yeah, I get it.
When it comes out that Jamal Adams took out the bio of being on the Jets from his Instagram or his Twitter bio, that our reaction.
Well, we talked about it yet. My first reaction was what you just said. He wants out now.
Yeah, he wants out.
Right.
Why else do you do something like that?
Right.
I'm on social media. I haven't changed my profile in years. And what am I going to do? Every day I'm going to change it? It says whatever it says. I think I do the midday show with Joe Benengra.
By the way, if he leaves, the jersey goes right to the Salvation Army.
That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. You don't burn it, you donate it.
No, that's what I would
do. And that's what shows what kind of class guy you are, by the
way. And that's what I've done. There's like my Santonio Holmes jersey. Some kid is wearing it someday or somewhere right now,
that's
probably.
Very kind of you.
And then the Vernon Golston you gave.
Oh, yes. That was a joke when I bought that for you.
No, I know that, but some kid's probably wearing it like that.
Good for them.
Maybe he's an Ohio State fan.
Right. So Jamal Adams is asked directly by Maggie, hey, you trying to send a message? And he gave the answer, a very 2019 answer. Here it is.
Play. It's social media at the end of the day. It's outside noise. Like I said, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on this team and how we can get better.
It's outside noise?
He didn't sound happy.
Well, he doesn't have to be happy. The Jets got their ass kicked the night before. I wasn't happy either. But don't insult my intelligence and say it's outside noise. You created the noise.
Right.
I take that as let's blame the media. Let's blame everybody else.
Right.
No, you did it. I didn't do it. Manish Mehta didn't do it.
Yep.
You did it. Yep. And so you do something for whatever reason. I don't know why. You do something like that. Someone asks you, hey, why'd you do that? And your answer is, I got to ignore the noise. You just made the noise.
You made the noise, yeah.
Why'd you do it?
I'm a little worried about him.
I am, too.
And I'm worried about Le'Veon, too. I'm telling you, I really am.
I'm not worried about him yet.
Okay.
You know why I'm not worried about him yet?
Tell me why.
Okay. He got his money.
Right.
I think he's very happy about that.
Right.
He's getting the ball in his hands.
He's
happy
that.
About that.
Yep.
And I think that while he'll be frustrated they're losing, I don't think he's going over the edge of year one. Here's why I'm worried about Jamal Adams. And I love his weekly spot. I think that's great. All right, because he reminds me of Antro Roll Paul LaDuca in that wears his heart on his sleeve.
Right,
I love
it.
The pain in his voice, I love because I feel it too.
Right, well,
you know what I mean?
Of course,
love that. And so last year he would always have this line. He'd say to them, "I'm a winner. I'm not used to losing." Now I'd be like, well, "You're a winner. Well, not in the NFL, you're not." I mean, you're a hell of a player, Jamal. You're the best player on this team. I think he's the best, either him or Le'Veon, best player on this team, but you're a winner? In the NFL, you're not a winner. Not blaming you for it. But
no, but you're not.
Stop telling me you're a winner. And so I think the years of losing, Joe, new head coach, a coach that benched him, by the way, which we'll get to
in a second. At the end of the game, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's wearing on him. And so, yes, I am deeply concerned.
I'm very worried about
based on his non-answer, it's noise. It's not noise, Jamal. You created the noise. Why? What I would say to him is, Jamal, I love you. You love him. You're a hell of a football player.
Absolutely.
I want you on this team forever. Because as a sports fan, that's what you dream of. You pick a great player and you keep a great player. What a novel idea.
He becomes an all-time Jet.
That's right.
You can only hope that.
And they screwed that up with Darrell Revis. They screwed it up.
Did.
I'm sorry.
No, they did.
And hopefully the Mets don't screw it up with Jacob DeGrom.
Yep.
So out of love, I'd say, what the hell are you doing? Are you not happy? Oh, I've seen this before. He's about to break up with us, Joe. I've been broken up with before.
I think this, too. As he's walking off the field the other day, his buddies from LSU, Landry and Beckham, okay? You know, I think he played with both of them there, maybe for a year, because he's a couple years behind
him. Right,
right. He probably said something to him like, you know, really, you want to play in this mess? You want to be with this disaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried about him, too, bro.
I'm worried.
He's going to be the next guy who's going to be yelling. When they're 0-6, he's yelling for a trade.
He may be. And I don't think it helped that the Jets benched him, which they brought up to him yesterday, and you could tell, or 2 days, when was he on? Yesterday,
yeah,
he was on.
Right.
But
I didn't see, because I was cut out after Le'Veon fumbled, and you were gone. So I didn't, what did he do that, because the game was over anyway, but what did Gase do? What did he do to Gase bench them?
I actually like what Gase did. See, I can compliment
what
Adam
did he do? Because I'm not even sure.
Gase explained he was called for a penalty, and he was concerned with the game out of hand. Yeah, you know, he would do something.
I did read that.
I have no problem with that.
No, I don't either.
Now, here's where Gase may have screwed up. Here's the key. That needs to be communicated with Jamal. Jamal's got to know right away.
Right.
Not the next day. Right away. We love you. See, I would say everything to this guy about love.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you love him? He's the best player on the team.
Right, right.
We love you.
Yep.
This game's out of hand. We got to keep you safe.
Yep.
You're emotional. We don't want you getting suspended. We'll get you out of the game. To me, that's not a benching. That's not a benching.
No, of course not.
That's being smart.
I mean, it's like two plays at the end of a blowout.
Yeah.
It's a little different situation. But it's not like Trumaine Johnson playing.
No, Trumaine Johnson got benched because he stinks.
Right, and he should be benched.
No doubt. But I'm concerned. And I don't like blaming you are the one for whatever reason.
I'm 100% concerned with you, bro. I said it yesterday. As soon as you said that, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
This guy wants out.
And you know what I would do? See, here's the difference between the NBA and the NFL. It's very different. When Anthony Davis says trade me, he's got power to say that. He's a free agent in a year. There's nothing you could do about it. You do not have that power in the NFL.
Nope.
If Jamal Adams says he wants to get traded, I'd say, no, we're going to make this work. And here's how much power the NFL player does not have. Not only do you not have to listen and trade him, even when his contract runs out, you could just franchise him.
That is true.
So it's not the players' power in the NFL that they could take advantage of. Now, the risk Jacksonville has when Jalen Ramsey says, trade me, is that if you don't trade him, he could be miserable and he could bring that locker room down.
Right.
I don't think Jamal Adams would do that.
No.
I think Jamal Adams is a good dude, and I think if he wanted to trade and the Jets said no, I think he'd be upset, but I don't think it would cause, hell on the
Ramsey
locker room.
Also was a guy that was, a very loudmouth type guy. He has been for the last couple of years. That's not the case with Jamal.
No. No, and Jalen Ramsey, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was him. Didn't he show up to camp with a Binks truck?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. He showed up with a Brinks truck?
Yeah, he wants
That's
to get paid.
That's even better than Yoenis on the camel.
Oh, blows it away.
Whatever he came in on.
Blows it away. But I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I definitely am.
And what always kills me, because it's rare, is when a team I root for, or any team in this town, drafts and develops a guy who's blossoming into a star. There's always that fear in my mind of, how's this going to end badly?
Yeah.
And it always seems to.
Yeah.
And you very rarely, look, David Wright finished his career with the Mets, so I put him up now, Joe, I guess, as an exception.
Right.
It worked.
I guess the one that bothers me the most when you're talking about Jets was Riggins, because Riggins basically wanted out.
And look what the career he had.
And he turns out to be, and he was a terrific player for the Jets. He played there, 4 years. He wanted out. He wanted a contract. It was about 1975.
Sure, sure.
And he winds up in Washington, and, the rest is history.
Yeah. To me, it's Revis, because even if the best of Darrell Revis wasn't there after the injury, and he had some good years after the injury. I don't know if he was ever Revis Island.
No, but he still was when he won the Super Bowl with the Pats that year. He was pretty good.
Well, and that's it.
Yeah, right.
I had to watch him win with the Patriots.
Right, no doubt about it.
And there is something special, and we'll see if Eli Manning gets to do it. I think he will. I don't think Eli is going to play quarterback elsewhere next year.
I don't see it.
Because I don't think there's going to be that much interest in him.
No.
But there is something special about having that guy spend their entire career with the same team.
Well, they screwed up Revis. There's no doubt about that. That was brutal what happened.
Yeah, and they somehow successfully convinced Jet fans to believe it was smart to trade Revis.
And the worst part of it, like you said, it's one thing Riggins winning the Super Bowl with the Redskins. It's another thing Revis winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots.
A little bit different.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.